USA News. I'm Corey Myers. A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic for most of the morning, but some lanes now beginning to reopen. Hundreds of protesters had chained themselves to cars displaying signs calling for an end to military aid to Israel. Here's Chief Beauchamp with the California Highway Patrol.
The officers we did have on the bridge, they got in front of them and they slowed them down, making again our job more difficult, impacting public safety and impacting people's lives. What these protesters have done again is unacceptable.
Police did gradually arrest the protesters using tow trucks to move their vehicles. The westbound lanes were entirely blocked, causing extensive traffic congestion. GOP senators, led by Senator Tom Cotton, urging Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen to hold Iraq-based terror groups linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accountable for recent attacks on U.S. service members. The senators highlight instances of U.S. citizens and personnel being targeted in Baghdad and Syria. Tensions running high on college campuses across the U.S. since last month's Hamas attack on Israel. Nir Barkat, Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, warning American universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona agrees.
Colleges should be places where students could express themselves, and it's okay to have different beliefs. And it's okay to express those different beliefs. But when it becomes a threat to students, or when students can't feel safe walking from their dorm to their classroom because they're afraid that they're going to get harmed, that's unacceptable. We must protect students at all costs.
Barkat went on to say there will be legislative efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on campus. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
Dex Carvey, the son of comedian Dana Carvey, has died of a drug overdose, his parents announcing that yesterday in a joint statement posted on his father's social media. Dex was 32. Dana, of course, best known for his years as a cast member on Saturday Night Live. The Instagram post he put up yesterday did conclude by acknowledging the difficulties of addiction, saying, "To anyone struggling with addiction or who loves someone struggling with addiction, you are in our hearts and prayers." Here's one more reason to talk about Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce, other than he's dating Taylor Swift. Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
"You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God it's our last."
The brothers did a reworked remake of the Pogues' 80s Christmas hit and renamed it King of South Philly. It's not exactly feel-good, but it is on the Philadelphia Eagles' Christmas CD that raises money for charity. In a surprise announcement, Snoop Dogg says he's giving up smoking marijuana. "After much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke," the rapper said. He told his 82.5 million followers, "Please respect my privacy at this time." I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.